Thank you.
You may be seated. Good morning, guys. We are small, but we are mighty, huh? Yes. Welcome, amen. Everyone. Let's take a moment and have an opening prayer, shall we? Mother, Father, God, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together, few though we may be. Our love is large and our hearts are big. Be with us this day as we hear the message that Kathleen is bringing to us. Be with her and help her to stay focused and bring us a positive message. Be with Reverend Cheryl this morning, wherever she is in the world, enjoying her day off. Bless us, be with us, keep us safe. For all our blessings and gratitude, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And we're going to light the Christ candle. We light this Christ candle as a reminder of the Christ light shining in each of us.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Watrous. I am your sound guy and announcement person, I guess. I don't know. Platform assistant. There we go. Okay. Announcement. Some of our announcements. Kathleen. Wonderful to have you here today.
Thank you.
All the way from Bayview, one of my favorite vacation spots in North Idaho. So thank you for coming from your little slice of heaven and sharing your message with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And on a side note, I decided to record both services so we can just hand you a copy when you leave.
Oh, wonderful.
So
thank
you. So we
don't
have to wait. Trust the U.S. mail or snail or whatever
thank
that
you.
Is. So. Just a reminder, there is a sign-up sheet in the back for our fall book study, but we need people to sign up for that so we can order the books this week. So the book for this book study is The Untethered Soul. Did you miss the scrapbooking? I did. I missed it completely.
Me too.
I felt badly.
Me too.
Did you?
Oh. I did.
They're doing it again
There's
Wednesday.
There's another chance for us.
Yeah, so be there. Be there or be square.
You'll be in school.
More than likely. They expect that of me for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, 1:30 in the afternoon. Oh, heck, I can take the afternoon off. Those kids, they'll be fine. Time out for meditation is starting up again now on Friday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30. Joy Welk, is that this coming Saturday, Leanne? Oh, okay. She mentioned it that she's going to this. Joy Welk is doing her women's empowerment ceremony next Sunday. Saturday. I should learn to read. I should read these things ahead of time. Sorry, Kathleen. We're always this professional. Please note, participants for the 9/7 ceremony will carpool from Shopko on 56th Avenue, not from the church. Okay. There will be a farewell reception for Bonnie Messenger next Sunday here at 11:30. Bonnie has been such a big part of Unity for so many years. If you could take the time to just hold her in your thoughts and prayers, as well as her family and her family here at Unity. She really did bring a wealth of caring and sharing to this community. Unity's annual day of prayer is Thursday, September 12th. You can fill out a prayer card if you want to list some names of some people you'd like to hold in prayer, and join us at 6:30 at Gilbert Park that day, where you get to walk the labyrinth and have a meditation, and Cheryl will lead us in a prayer. Thank you to James for volunteering for the sacred laundry service.
Somebody's got to do it. I guess it's sacred. One load of towels once a week, so what a big deal.
Any service is sacred.
Awesome. That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
In September, we are holding CELA schools in prayer. Let us keep all youth in our prayers, including our youth here at Unity. The Yakima School District character word of the month is integrity. Integrity is living a set of values that includes honesty, respect for others, and a sense of personal responsibility. It is being honest, trustworthy, and incorruptible. And if we could do our... Wow, you're on it this morning. Good for you. Affirmations. And I do have the September affirmations here. So, if you would join with me, the prosperity affirmation for September is, God is my unfailing source. And our mission, Unity Spiritual Life Center is a community that love is building.
Our mission is to experience God's love, to express God's love, and to be God's love in action.
In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry roll away from me. I open my eyes and see there is
this your part?
I thought so.
Why am I holding the mic? We can't even function without Cheryl.
The word for today is joyful. This is a good day, a joyous day. I begin this day in a good mood. This is a great day, a joyous time to be alive. Every day can start this way when I remember the psalmist's words, joy comes with the morning. Yesterday's disappointments have no power to cloud today. I can enjoy this new day. I can do my best. I can think creative thoughts. I can spread peace and goodwill wherever I go. Spending a few moments in prayer early in the morning sets the tone for the hours to come. When I become still, listen, and let my thoughts and feelings be Christ-centered, I ensure that it will be a good day. As I go about my activities, I have a spring in my step, a song in my heart, and a smile on my face. I am in a good mood, joyful, and expectant. In the morning, sow your seed, Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6.
Want to settle back into your seats, empty your lap and your mind, close your eyes if you're comfortable. We now shift our focus from the outer to spirit within. Gently closing our eyes, we breathe deeply and feel the loving energy of the divine. In this time of prayer and meditation, we connect with the one presence and one power in the universe and in our lives, God the Good. Centered in an awareness of our Christ consciousness, we are enfolded in love. As you draw in a deep cleansing breath and exhale slowly, allow these words to become your own. I touch the presence of God within and find perfect peace. As I focus on my breathing, I feel the presence of God fill my heart. I release any limiting thoughts and fully experience true inner peace. As this feeling of peace envelops me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I move deeper into my heart space. I touch the presence of God within and find perfect peace. Spirit leads me on a level path to my highest good. With an open mind and a receptive heart, I allow divine wisdom to guide my way. I am illumined by the radiant light of God within me. Though I may not see the next steps in the road ahead, I move forward with confidence and ease. Spirit leads me on the path to my highest good. I am whole and well through the healing power of God within me. Wholeness and wellness are my natural state of being. I claim this as the truth and feel the energy of God move through every cell of my being. From my outer extremities to my inner organs, the healing power of God washes over me. My mind, body, and spirit are in perfect alignment. I am renewed in this moment. As we rest in the silence, I give generously and receive abundantly. Today, I speak only words of peace. In this moment, I visualize a world at peace. I mindfully speak from a peaceful heart, knowing that every word has an effect on others. As I look at the world through the eyes of love, peace radiates from within me. Centered in divine love, I affirm peace is expressing now. As we draw in a deep cleansing breath, we slowly become aware of our surroundings. Our communion with God's infinite goodness has sent ripples of love and light into the world. Refreshed and renewed, we give thanks for this sacred time of prayer. God is blessing us at all times and in all ways, and for this we are truly grateful, and we say, thank you, Spirit, and so it is. Amen.
I am light, I bring light, I am light, the world is full of light, I am light, I bring light, I am light, the world is full of light, I am love, I bring love. Is full of love. I am love. I bring love. I am love. The world is full of love. I am peace. I bring peace. I am peace. The world is full of peace. I am peace, I bring peace, I am peace, the world is full.